Cecil, do you think that I could write a book?
What makes you want to write a book?
Well, I think of so many clever things, so I ought to put them in a book.
Oh, I've never heard you say anything so wonderful.
Oh, goodness. Sometimes I say such clever things that it even surprises me. I think someone else said them.
Old Queen Solomon herself.
Have you ever heard this? Just a little cannibal trying to get ahead. Have you?
Oh, just a little cannibal trying to get ahead. Well, you didn't make that up. I heard that thousands of years ago.
No, I know I didn't make that up. I made up one better.
Oh, you admit it's better.
Sure, I made it up out of my own head.
I could say something about that, but I won't.
It's awfully funny.
What is it?
Well, I'm saving it for my book. You won't tell anybody?
What is it?
Well, it's there. He's just a little longshoreman trying to get along. Oh, goodness, isn't that funny, Cecil?
Oh, my gosh. Just a longshoreman trying to get along. Oh, that's terrible. Oh, whoa, golly.
Oh, you're just jealous, that's all. I know.
Just a longshoreman trying to get along. Help, help.
Well, I could use that in the book someplace. I thought up another funny one the other day. It's even better than that one.
All right, I'll bite. What is it?
I can't tell you.
Tell me. I want to know.
Well, that's just the trouble. So do I. You see, I've forgotten it. I can't remember what it was. It makes me so mad.
You ought to write them down.
There's only one thing, Cecil, about the first funny saying.
Yeah, and that is that it's punk.
No, it isn't either. It's this. I don't know what a longshoreman is.
You don't know what one is?
I found it in a dictionary, but you can find lots of things in a dictionary.
Yeah, did you try looking for some brains in there?
I have plenty, thank you. You're just trying to kill my hopes.
If you wrote a book, someone would kill you.
Well, I've been reading a lot lately about people that write books, and they all say the same thing.
Yeah, go west, young man. Go west and drown yourself in the ocean.
They all say the same thing. I've read their lives, and you know what they say?
Well, they say something, I know. You just said so.
They all say that they started to write books because they were restless. They couldn't stay still.
Well, what's that got to do with you?
Well, I feel the same way.
Maybe you sat down on an ant bed.
I just know I can write a book.
Well, go ahead. Don't let me stop you.
I could write a love story.
Yeah, you've had so much experience.
Well, you don't have to have. Do you think that a person has to die to be able to write about it?
Well, a person with a toothache could describe it a lot better than a person that never did have one.
Well, that's something that is... Oh, you're just trying to confuse me.
So you're either going to write a funny book or your love life.
I didn't say that. I would write a beautiful romance.
Would you make me the hero?
I've never heard of anyone named Cecil being a hero.
You know me, don't you?
As the hero in a book?
Well, it's not my fault I had this name hung on me.
I would call my hero, Percy. I like the name Percy.
You can have it. I'll take Cecil.
Oh, what a book I would write, Cecil. Would you help me write it?
Yes. I'll put in the periods.
Oh, it wouldn't be a period book, Cecil. It would be about people like us.
Ian is Ewan and Ian.
What'd you say, Cecil?
Oh, nothing. Rave on. This is better than a show.
Oh, are we going to a movie, Cecil?
I'm a stranger. What were you saying?
Well, I was telling you about my book, my love story.
Oh, yes. She Loved Him So, or Nellie's Secret. Go on.
I'd have a plot.
Yeah, that would be new.
You know what a plot is, don't you?
Where they bury people. Tell me more.
Oh, Cecil, it is not.
Well, it'll be the death of your book.
Well, I'd have the hero be tender and sweet and tall and handsome and strong. He wouldn't be anything like you are.
I'm dying of grief.
That was a dirty dig. Oh, Cecil, I can just see him. So sweet and tender.
Don't have him too tender. He'll bruise.
Are you making fun of me, Cecil?
Who, me? Why, of course not. I think it's great. I haven't had so much fun since my great-great-grandmother tripped down the back steps. Go on.
You can say what you want to. You know, he who laughs last, laughs last, laughs he who... Well, you know.
Just a longshoreman trying to get along. Oh, kiss me, mother, darling. I'm to be queen of the May.
Oh, you make me tired sometimes.
Oh, Sally, you're funny.
Thanks. I knew you'd admit it.
Pardon my wool socks.
Did I ever show you any of my poetry?
No. I think you were going to, but I outstalled you.
Well, if I can remember one, I'll tell it to you now.
Oh, that's all right. Don't bother.
I wrote one about a bubble. Do you want to hear it?
No.
Very well, I'll tell it to you. It starts like this. Dainty, graceful bubble, floating in the air.
Hooray, that's great, that's fine. Hooray! Give us another one.
Cecil, that wasn't all. Don't be impossible.
No, I'll let you be that. Go on.
Floating here, floating there, just a bubble. What does it mean?
I don't know. You wrote it.
Well, Cecil, that's part of the poem. What does it mean? Soon you will break, gone no more, just a little bubble floating in the air.
Is that all?
Yes. Doesn't it stir you?
You've no idea. But it doesn't rhyme.
It's not supposed to.
Then it's not poetry.
Oh, it is, too. It's free verse.
What do you mean, free?
I mean that it's free verse.
Free for all?
It isn't supposed to rhyme. Don't you know anything, Cecil?
I know what a longshoreman is. That's more than you do.
Well, I'm sorry I even told you about it.
That's all right. I don't know any more than I did at first, anyhow.
Don't you know that free verse is the most beautiful kind?
Well, I like it better when it rhymes. Oh, heck, I could write that.
Well, you just think you could. You have to have a sort of feeling. It's something, a sort of word picture.
Hey, listen. How's this for free verse? Oh, little toad, hopping in the road. No, that's out. That rhymes, toad and road. Oh, little toad, hopping on the street. Hop, hop, pip, pip, a truck. Moving faster, a little faster. There, here, gone. Also the toad. Now, see? That's pretty hot.
Oh, you're so smart. You know what you are, Cecil?
Yeah, I just found out. I'm a poet.
You're the kind of a person that discourages people from doing big things. You can't help. You have to make fun.
Oh, now you're mad, huh?
I've composed lots of poetry, and it was all good. Uncle Thomas says so. There's only one bad poem that I wrote, and that was about you, so there.
Did you ever write a poem about me, Sally? What was it?
Yes, I did, a couple of months ago, and I'm sorry.
Tell me, what was it?
It's no good, I know it.
Tell me, what was it?
Well, it was this. Cecil, outside the skies are blue. I sit in my window and think of you. It's something that I often do, and wonder if you do this, too. There, now, it's no good.
Hey, Sally, that's good. Oh, that's hot. I wouldn't fool you. Why, I want to write that down. Why, you ought to write a book sometime, Sally. I'll bet you could. Why, say that again. I want to remember it. That's a hot piece of poetry now.